Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Over to me.
What is popping, people?
What's up?
What's goody? What's goody? How y'all doing?
We are back in the building.
We are back.
So welcome back to Shift Real Talk, where we talk about love, life, and relationships.
That's right.
Anything about the love life that you want, the relationships that you have, whatever it is, you know, that's what we're here for. Anyway, as always, our desire is that we help somebody. So make sure you subscribe and spread the word, pass it on, like, share. Subscribe. Now, as always, we are on every podcast platform. So take us in the car with you on the way to work, on lunch break, you know, handle that. So,
girl, talk like you got some oomph.
When
girl, that ain't Lady Free, we at.
When the momentum, it's like the flow. You can't stop the flow like that, regardless of what.
Because you did good.
You know what? Okay, listen. Don't even worry about it. We got to have one critic in the house, you know. But at the end of the day, that's what we are here for, you guys. So make sure that you tune in. Tell your friends. It's time. We have a dope show for you today. As always, my name is Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And?
And I'm Zany Young.
With the high notes. And we are back. So listen, we have a hot topic. We're going to do part two of gentle parenting. I've been seeing everywhere where they starting to say, now, gentle parenting don't work. Have y'all seen the videos, like all the little social media reels? Gentle parenting don't work. So first they show you gentle parenting. Then after that, they go real loud. Stop doing that. And the kid, and they run or whatever. So people are starting to say this gentle parenting thing, we tried it. It's not working. So
some people ain't saying it ain't working. It's just, you'd be surprised.
Some people ain't saying that.
They're not saying that at all. I'm sorry.
I know, but hey, so we might have a little balance. There's some people saying it's not working. Some people saying it is. I have all
old school people. I'm old school. I'm saying it ain't working.
It's a lot of people that's not old school now that's saying it's not working because they've been trying it and they realize that it's really not benefiting, you know, the kid. It's not benefiting the parent-kid relationship. It's just not working. It's just not working. That gentle. Now, we're not talking about parenting. We're talking about gentle, what they have called gentle parenting. Come here, JoJo. Don't hit JoJo, don't hit. Girl, you know JoJo just like to hit. Yeah, don't worry about it. And he not hitting you, he hitting her. He hitting your homegirl. And she over there trying to laugh it off and smile it off like it's okay. Like, yeah, he cute, girl. But inside, she like, all right, this little boy hit me one more time. Me and her gonna lose a friendship. So I'm just saying the whole friendship.
I'm sorry.
Cause
I'm
she gonna
sorry.
Be mad at me.
I'm losing a friend behind me. Cause if JoJo throw he throw anything, JoJo look like he wanna talk back. I'm sorry.
But
it's a problem.
It's the disrespect for me where we are allowing kids through gentle parenting to be disrespectful, to just go run amok. You on the airplane, you can't even get a good little rest. You know how you be like, well, girl, don't worry about going to sleep. We're going to be on the plane and you can sleep on the plane. You can't do that no more because you got kids. Ding, 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 and it's like the flight attendant have to get on. Please refrain your children from hitting the bell.
And
it's like, what?
What is that?
And everybody on the plane, like, okay, they don't see that. But then people
the,
like
the crazy part is all the lights is off on the plane, so it's time to go to sleep. You know? Right. It's time.
And then the mom says, "Well, you know, kids." And everybody like trying to smile through it, trying to act like it's okay. We are lying, people. We're lying. Gentle parenting does not work.
Yes. So we had a couple of people that kind of hit us up after we did it the episode before. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of wanted to, I just felt like we needed to talk about it a little more.
We need to talk
because
about it.
Here's the thing. This is what gentle parents or the people who actually put gentle parenting in perspective. Mm-hmm. This is what they say. While respecting a child's individuality, they deal with the challenging behavior by using positive discipline techniques like redirection, problem solving rather than punishment like timeout or spanking. This is how you communicate with a child who is exhibiting bad behavior. We negotiate with the child. So if you're telling your child, okay, Joey, back to Joey, because you know Joey, you're going back to Joey. If you tell Joey that he cannot have McDonald's tonight, mm-hmm. because you are cooking, Joey says, no, I want McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And you saying, Joey, but I'm cooking chicken tonight. And Joey said, no, I don't want that nasty chicken. So what you do is you redirect the behavior, say, okay, listen, if you allow me to cook tonight, Joey, then we'll get McDonald's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll get McDonald's tomorrow because what scientists have studied, that because this is the thing, man, we're making this like a behavior. We're making this behavior health. We're making this like, this is the thing that we are really saying that this is becoming an issue in today's culture. Mm-hmm. We're saying behavior is the way children communicate. So if he's communicating no, Joey had a bad day. So we're going to redirect Joey's no. No, Joey, so what? What? I'm Joey is no. You cannot. My mother used to tell me, she said, because my mother made liver. I did not like liver. Ooh, I did not like.
Well, KFC liver good. So.
It was a nasty taste. But my mother loved liver. Right. And she made liver. And guess what? I didn't like liver. And I was like, Mom, I don't like liver. Well, you know what my mother told me? Well, this is what we are eating this tonight because this is what I'm cooking.
Right. Either you eat this liver or you eat this,
or you not eating at all.
Right.
But I didn't grow up feeling rejected or feeling a certain way because my mother, you know, it allowed me to develop some principles as far as like just really understanding like, okay, as a man, if I want something, I got to go out and get it. She didn't allow me to go in my feelings because that's what happens when we redirect behavior, because now we allow kids to actually deal with these untapped or unshaped behaviors. And so what we're doing is we're creating a society that goes off of emotion. This is what the culture today is creating. I don't understand it, y'all.
I second that emotion.
I don't understand it. I don't understand
it.
I don't stand it. I don't stand it.
Okay, so the whole point for me in that scenario you just gave is the child was not communicating. I mean, even if the child said, Mom, I don't want McDonald's. Can we have? It's like that wasn't the community. It was, no, I don't want the nasty chicken.
Yeah, it was
chicken.
Like, no.
So the thing is,
your chicken is nasty. Uh-huh. What? So ooh, it's, little JoJo would
have. Is that level of that child being able to communicate poorly And it's instead of you dealing with the communication that he's giving you and making that a teachable moment, because everything is not about a pop pop. Some things are about, okay, I have to give you the right information, because what we're doing is we're allowing these kids to make all of these decisions, right? But we have not giving them the tools and all of the information they need to make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying kids can't make decisions. They can. Children can make decisions. But what I'm saying is you have allowed at that point that child to communicate poorly. And in the interim, you've given them this thing of, okay, a compromise. If you let me cook chicken tonight, I'll get you McDonald's tomorrow. And it's like, no, okay, this is the thing. There's a balance that we're missing here. We're going either to gentle parenting or sit down. It's like, whoa, what happened to the middle ground? What happened to that thing that balances the communication out to make it healthy, so that even though you're not terrorizing the kid, you're not abusing them with your tongue, but you are giving them an understanding that no, there are consequences, there are rewards, there are there's accountability, there's responsibility, and all of this stuff goes into making decisions as you get older. But right now you're not old enough to make that decision. McDonald's every night is not gonna work. You're gonna eat this chicken.
And I have to agree with you that it's more about the teaching and communication skills, right? Because going back to Pastor Jay's example of our parents, where you was going to eat what they cook. Mm-hmm. But if you get that, it's nasty.
Right.
They let you get away with that one time. They didn't get mad with your nasty.
Uh-huh.
They let you express that one time.
Do it again.
Told you don't ever call it nasty again.
Do it again. And then they keep that puff in their chest. Like, boy,
right.
You better put that puff down and eat that liver. Time.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna tell you how to say it properly. Because now you can communicate. You don't have to like it.
Right.
You need to know how to communicate that better.
Right. And I think that's the problem. It's like as adults, we can't even talk to our children as from an adult perspective, a parent perspective, forget parent, an adult perspective to a child. The line has been so blurred that the child can communicate to you any kind of way. And you, especially in public, you have to grin and bear it.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Here's what culture says. This is what culture says. It says by recognizing and validating the emotions, we can teach them how to express and regulate their feelings in healthy ways. This helps them respect the emotions of those around them.
Say it again.
By recognizing and validating their emotions, we can teach them how to express and regulate their feelings in healthy ways.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
I disagree totally.
Okay, I don't disagree with that because, okay, I'm trying to understand it how, okay, they got emotional. You said by validating?
Yeah, by validating their emotions, we can teach them how to express and regulate their feelings in healthy ways.
Okay, so validating their emotions, this is my example of that. People have their own, thing. My example would be, okay, I understand that you're upset. I get it. However, that is not the way that you are supposed to communicate to me, because that was disrespectful and we don't do disrespect. So it's teaching them how to now understand that, okay, you are upset and you handled it out of your emotions because that's what kids do. They're not adults. They're children. But at the same time, I can now teach you, okay, you a little off boo. So let's rework that. What should you have done? Now you give them a chance because you don't go in immediately and just discipline and punish it. Like, you don't do that immediately. You give them an opportunity to learn the lesson. That's that grace. Give them that grace period to learn the lessons because they're new to everything. They're not going to get it right the first time. But if you let them do it the wrong way the first time and they get it away with it, now they think that that's a part of how to communicate and they build on that. Now, that's why I agree with it. I will validate. Okay, you angry. But how do we do this anger thing? You know, now I'm teaching them about the emotions that they just displayed. If I don't ever teach them or even validate it, now I'm dismissing their emotions.
So let me ask you a question.
All right. I'm ready for it. I'm not even tripping. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. So John, right? John is a 18-year-old teenager, right?
Right.
And he just committed a crime.
Okay.
And the crime was very bad.
I'm sure all crimes right? are.
Now, I'm gonna even go deeper and tell you what the crime was.
Oh my!
He just got into an argument with his mama because mm-hmm. his mama made liver and he didn't like the liver, and mm-hmm. she said, "Well, if you don't like the liver, you ain't eating tonight." So John got upset. Mm-hmm. He got pissed off mm-hmm. and he left the house. He gonna go get some food. So what he does is he goes outside and he robs a 75-year-old woman because she, you know, because he wanna go. He don't have the money.
Jeez, this yeah. is dark.
He don't have the money himself because he ain't working. He ain't got no job. So he goes out and he go rob somebody. He robs a 75-year-old woman. And
can
guess,
we say he went to KFC and put a hand in the pocket and said,
No. Let me get the example. Mama told him, you can't have the liver. Right. If you don't want the liver, you ain't eating. He gets right. mad. He goes out because remember, we justified the behavior. So he's angry now and he leaves and he go robs a 75-year-old woman. Right.
Okay.
And you guess what he does? And bad. Guess what happened? Uh-huh. While he's robbing a 75-year-old woman, there's an undercover cop that's right there and he gets caught.
Got it.
Now, would you think the cop gonna say, "I understand you're angry"?
No, you.
I understand you're angry.
You took that too.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get to my point.
All right.
I understand you're angry. You know, because before the officer arrest him, he gotta say, "Well, what happened?" So he tells him, "My mom did. She did my mom." He blames it on his mother right. because that he was angry.
Okay.
The cop says, "I understand you're angry, but do you think he's going to justify his anger by letting him go? No, he's going to jail. He is going because he, and then he's going to get charged with robbery. Now, if he,
okay, Zane,
he's not getting away with that behavior. I'm sorry, he's not getting away with that behavior.
Zane, that
he is going to jail.
This is not worthy.
He's not
going to
justify the behavior and say, "I understand you wanted some chicken tonight. Your mama,
but listen,
how dare your mama tell you cannot eat
Pastor J
liver tonight? We need to go arrest your mama for making your behavior." No, he going to jail.
Okay, but okay, Zane, go ahead. Please take this because
Jay, I can't stop because you went way. Okay, I get your point though.
No,
you know you went way.
He went.
I get your point. But that's here's not... the thing. Here's the thing. Of course, a police officer is not going to handle it like that. That's why, as a parent, teaching starts at home.
Teaching, come on.
So when you at home, you prepare them for the world so that when they encounter the police officer, when they encounter other people, because let's take out a police officer. The 75-year-old woman could have been crazy. She could have pulled out her gun and shot him.
You got to say pimp. You got to say pimp. Hey, you can't say those words. Right.
So that's why it starts at home. Just like the Bible says, charity starts at home, but so does teaching.
Right.
Raise up a child.
Right.
It starts at home.
And that's why I was over here like, okay, you know what? You went way to the left field.
No, wait. Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is this. I said you have to validate their emotions. And in my mind, I'm thinking about a little kid. You validate their emotions and then you teach them. If you start off doing that when they're little kids, now guess what? At 18, they already got that on lock. So
my point is that I'm saying because you are saying validated to me, I don't, as a child, because here's the thing. the Bible says that train up a child in the way that it should go, that when he get old. So as a child, what you're doing in that training, you're giving him biblical principles. And in those biblical principles, you're not validating behavior.
Okay.
You are correcting it.
Let me ask you a question.
You're correcting it. Because if you say, because what you're saying is, okay, I understand you're upset. Huh?
Okay, so since you went
biblical. I don't understand you're upset.
Since you went biblical, Zane, if you could find that where Peter cut off, where Peter cut off the ear of the soldier. Find that for me, Zane. Okay, since you went biblical, Pastor Jay.
Oh, are we about to do, kingdom versus culture here on this parenting thing here.
Oh, I get it. Okay. All right, so I'm right on target. Because you just brought the Bible in, and when Peter cut off the ear of the person that was trying to take Jesus away, what did Jesus do? That was bad behavior, because he was upset because they was taking his rabbi. So what did Peter do? He took the little blade out, right?
Mm-hmm. And how old was Peter?
Exactly. Now, what I'm saying is, even at the, I'm trying to base it on your 18-year-old example.
Okay.
So even as an adult, the example, the ultimate example who came here to show us how to do everything we need to do was Jesus, right? He's the ultimate example of the word. Yes, ma'am. Read what happened.
Okay, so you want me to start at the ear cut off or just when Jesus
You to start off right at the ear cut off and how Jesus responded to bad behavior out of his anger. Go. Read.
Okay. Then Simon Peter having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off the right ear.
The right ear.
The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword unto the seat. The cup which my father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captain and the officer of the Jews took Jesus and bound him.
Okay, so basically, no, ma'am. What I'm just saying was his response wasn't out of anger. His response was a teachable moment, because it's another account of it gave more detail, and it was basically he put his hand up there, healed it, but he let Peter know basically that's not how we handle things. In our family, in our kingdom, there's a certain way we handle things. Just like how Zane just said, it starts at home. Training starts at home. So when you train them how to do it correctly, they take that training. But he validated. He did acknowledge what Peter did and then taught him the right way.
Okay, got you. Okay, let me help you. Let me help you. Mm-hmm. Let me help y'all.
Okay.
Let the bishop help y'all.
Oh my. He did not turn himself into a bishop. That's okay. How they do though.
Okay. Let me go to this.
You
let
have
me go
no
to this.
Churches under you talking about bishop.
You don't need a church. You just this the,
stop,
all you
stop
all
it.
You all you need is the desire. He said he the desire is the office.
Right.
So here's the thing.
I can't with you.
Here's the thing. Okay, Proverbs.
That's why everybody walking around being bishop right now.
Yeah, that's right. True. I'm about to get my papers.
Oh my God.
So Proverbs 20:11 says, even a small child are known by their actions.
Right.
So it is their conduct. So is their conduct really pure and upright? Now, let me explain what that means.
Please.
A person's character is revealed by their actions. So if you're exhibiting bad behavior, then you're displaying character.
Right.
You're displaying character. So if you're displaying bad character, you know what I'm saying? You know, what that scripture say about bad character? You know what I mean? But I'm not saying that. But
you're talking about bad company.
Yeah. My fault. Yeah. But anyway, here we say, no, let me go. I was just trying to go a little too further than I have.
You were trying to go deep.
Okay, yeah. So a person's character is revealed by the action, even at a young age. Behavior reflects the heart.
Okay.
It reflects the heart.
Uh-huh.
So it is important that you correct it, because this is. You know, because if you validate the behavior, then what you do is you allow it to happen. You don't correct it.
Validate. Okay, so I think your word, your definition for validate, in your mind, you think invalidate means let them know it's okay.
Yeah, because that's what that's validation
not,
is.
I think you're getting caught up on that part. The thing that I'm saying as far as acknowledging, let them know, okay, I understand that's what's going on.
No. Because that's not what's going on.
Let me look up validate because... I mean,
here's the thing. Okay, I got you.
Because
we're going on behavior, right?
Uh huh.
We're going on behavior, and behavior is it like there's a saying of a famous poet, right? Mm-hmm. Maya Angelou, and it's almost like I always see where she get it from. When a person shows you who they are, believe them.
But see,
because the thing is that their character, I understand. Right. No, because even as a child, just read the scripture. Even as a child,
it says,
But think about, small children are known by their actions.
Okay, I hope my girl E is on
so
the line.
So is their conduct really pure? The question is asked after it says that, is their conduct pure and upright? It's asking the question.
Okay, get it. But the thing about it is, like I said, I hope my girl E is on the line because she understands this, the thing of being in plays. Oh, and our Quincy, they understand being in plays, right? When you're
character.
In a play, you're given a character. You're given a character to play.
Uh-huh.
You have to practice and you have to get into and understand. Even actors who have to play certain people for documentaries, they have to learn these people and understand these people. So they have to get in a great understanding of the character they're about to portray. Now, I said that to say this. When you are training up the child, you're teaching them character. You're teaching it to them because it says, you said something about it comes out of their heart, right?
I think more so if you teach them obedience as opposed to, then they'll develop a behavior that is conducive to how they should respond.
Okay, listen.
Because if you telling them,
we also have to be careful. You know what? You also have to be careful what we characterize as character.
Okay, right? Talk about it.
Because just because we see certain behaviors,
mm-hmm.
we had a show about this. It may not even be the person. It could be something that they do to hide who they truly are.
Mm.
So, for instance, a person who don't want to get hurt anymore can come off real hard and aggressive. And you're thinking, oh, that person's just mean. They stand off. There's something wrong with them. No, that's not who they truly are. But they're hiding. They're masking who they truly are. So we characterize that as their character, and it's not their character, it's their mask.
Well, unfortunately, it's their character in the moment because it's a characteristic of their behavior.
That's their behavior
in the moment. Right. So that's really all you can go off of in that moment.
I got you. And that's cool what y'all saying. But here, let's go back, because what happens is, and trust me, I experience this all the time. When you allow people and you validate their emotions, and even in this gentle parenting, it says, you know, you're supposed to allow them to feel the way they feel and you redirect it. But what happens is this child grows up now as an adult and they're still feeling, they're still dealing with feelings. They're still, and I'm not saying nothing wrong with having feelings, but when the feeling becomes your character now,
mm-hmm.
it becomes who you are. So if somebody says something that you don't like, then you feel a certain way, and now you character or you deal with it out of the character of your feeling instead of really confronting it like you're supposed to as a child of God. So my point is, when we justify this behavior, when we justify it and we don't correct it, mm-hmm. and correct it and make it to where it's like a level of obedience. Now, I'm not saying you're running a dictatorship, like you do what I say and not. Yeah. You know, right. what I'm saying? I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you gotta let them know upon when they do it that is not how you don't do that. That's not what you do. And then you show them what it is that they do. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, because you don't understand that is nothing to understand that or that negative behavior or that bad behavior to get what you want. Because if you redirect that behavior, it's hard to redirect somebody acting that way when you and you're not correcting them. That is hard.
Okay.
Because they grow up thinking that to get what I want, all I got to do is show out, or to get what I want, then I'm going to fuss to get what I want. So you are developing a level of a behavior now that's not going to not is you know you're going to va- it, it's right. going to look to be validated when you get older.
Okay.
I don't think you're saying corrected.
No, I'm saying. Go ahead.
I think that you two were saying the same thing, right?
Oh, I'm talking about something else though.
Oh, yeah. I think that you added another layer, Lady Free, because what Pastor Jay is saying corrected, you never said not to correct it, but what you said was, let's acknowledge your feelings.
Right.
Because I want you to understand when you feel this way, now, how do we act when we feel this emotion?
Right.
What's our decision making when we feel this emotion? I think you two were saying the same thing. You just added
The reason why I say I stand corrected, though, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the word of the day is validate, okay? And validate is, I stand corrected, is to make something officially acceptable or approved.
Yeah, you approve it.
Especially after examining it. This is coming from the Cambridge dictionary.
Because
so that's it's like to make some to approve. So validate may not be the word I would choose. Now understanding the word of the day, I know that I would say I would acknowledge the emotions, and then from there teach them, make it a teachable moment. And at some point, I'm not gonna front and say, because I did. I would have those moments where I would talk to my son. I would have those moments where I would get my belt. I would have those moments where I would tell them to go pick a.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Switch off the tree. I didn't never abuse him, but he did get whippings, spankings. Yes, he did. And there were moments where he had to write a paper and explain to me what he did and what he could. It was, there were various different types of corrective measures that I used to help parent my son so that he can understand. Number one, I got you. I'm not dismissing what you're going through or where you at with it. And the one way that I feel like that we as parents can get to know our kids more, because, you know, a lot of times kids don't know their parents, to be honest. A lot of times a good way for us to get to know them is in those moments that are not that great of a moment. Like in those moments where behavior is bad. Okay, whoa, what was that about? And then you talk to them like they're people, because they're human beings. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying to take, my thing was firm but fair. I'm firm, but I'm fair. That was my thing. Right. And that's how I parented my child. I was very firm. I was authoritative, but at the same time, I was very fair to the best of my knowledge of what fair was.
Yeah. Eliza says here, and I think she got this right out the scripture. I just don't know which one she
got.
Hey,
Eliza.
She said, obedience, correction, and accountability develops good character. You got that out of the scripture, Eliza. I know you did.
Straight from the word.
It sounds like it's straight from God.
Come on,
because
here.
There is a way that culture says do it, mm-hmm. and then there's a way that God says do it.
Right.
And I believe when we do it the way that God says do it, then we do it where there's a level of, she took it right out of my mouth, obedience, mm-hmm. correction, mm-hmm. and accountability. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing when we do that, then we're developing good character in our kids, because then they won't be in their emotions as they get older, because you're training them up in what?
Well, a biblical
pencil. How?
Because we're made out of emotions. They will be in their emotions.
Who made out of emotions?
They'll know how to.
I understand. I mean, come on.
Okay.
We understand what she's saying, though.
But
they will have emotional moments. They will know how to handle it, though.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But your emotions won't be the driving force of how
she
you
didn't
deal with
say
them.
It would.
No, no, so, I'm not. Okay, no, I'm just saying. However, being made up of this emotion, I don't think that'll be the thing that drives your response, because that's as culture. That's
and,
what,
and we're human. If it happens,
right?
I have moments where emotions drive my decisions, but when it happens, I know how to hold myself accountable to say, yeah, that was a bad decision.
And that's so. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
No, I was about ahead, to say, and that's another thing that parenting, correct parenting, according to the Word of God, affords us. The ability to take accountability. As you get older, you will become more accountable for your behavior and for the things that you do and how you experience things when you're taught and trained up, as opposed to those who are allowed just to express themselves and just get it all out. And it's okay. I mean, that's just, he's just mad right now. He'll be fine in a minute without even acknowledging the mad right now part. He'll be fine in a minute. Give him a moment, right. You know, because in that moment, that child is still being taught, and that child is being taught based on what they understand that moment to provide for them. Like, what is this moment giving to me? If it's giving them the opportunity to just act up and then get what they want, then in their mind, they stored that as a life lesson that when I act like this, then I still get what I want.
Got you. And the culture says, validate the emotions. Kingdom says that these emotions develop their character.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing.
Wow, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
These emotions that you're validating, yeah, develops their character.
Right.
So you cannot accept or validate their emotions, because the Bible says this too. It says, hold on. Let me say, yeah, it says, whosoever spares the rod,
mm-hmm,
hate their children.
Wow.
But the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them.
Careful though. See, and it's little keywords like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but no, I got you. But the careful point is, there to. Is discipline. Culture says redirect it. The Bible says spare the rod, spoil the child.
But right.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Because what just dropped in my spirit, that's what I was looking up. And Lady Free, I think that earlier you gave the perfect example, because so many things came in my mind. When we're talking about correction,
mm-hmm,
when Judas betrayed Jesus, all he told Judas was, and I'm looking at the scripture, he said, friend, call him friend, mm-hmm, friend, do what you came for. It's like he gave him permission to make the wrong decision. Why? He was holding Judas accountable.
Hmm.
So Jesus didn't even have to give a word of correction. His accountability to Judas made Judas condemn himself, which that wasn't Jesus' purpose. Jesus wasn't trying to condemn Judas, but the guilt of Judas overtook himself, because he knew in that moment that he had done something wrong.
Wow.
So sometimes we got to realize our correction don't have to come off harsh. It don't have to be a rod.
Right.
It could be a simple, go ahead, do that action.
Putting a thought in there.
Understand that's the consequence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold you accountable.
Yeah. And one thing I heard Philip Anthony Mitchell say today, and so I'm not going to say that this was something I came up with, but it's so like obvious. He said a lot of times, like you said, kingdom versus culture, right? We as the children, those who have accepted Jesus Christ and are followers, disciples of Christ, he in how he walked and how he moved taught those of us who are brothers and sisters in Christ how we are supposed to act. But what we do is we act like culture is supposed to act like we act. And that's like, it takes me back to like when I was a child, me and my sisters, we would hear this: I don't care what your friends do, but in this house, this right. is how we act. This is how you act when you go out, when you sit down, you cross your legs, you're a lady when you do this. So that just put me in the mind of that. Sometimes we try to force the world to act the way God says this is how we do in our house, and we don't have an expectation that, wow, they're only doing what they're taught in their house. There's only two houses. There's a house that the world of the world, and there's a house of the kingdom. We have to just understand and know we don't want that to be like, we don't want you to be in the world. We want you to come on in the kingdom. But for us as kingdom citizens, this is what God is saying for us to do. The more we do it, we can be a better reflection, a greater reflection, so other people would desire it.
Let's deal with what Eliza put some up here, and I want y'all to chime in on this. She said, but when you have more than one child, you can't parent them the same way because they have different personalities.
That's true. I agree.
What do y'all think about that?
I totally agree.
I do too.
I totally agree.
Okay.
Because one correction to one child, a light bulb go off. Mm-hmm. To another child, it causes offense. Mm-hmm. And then you don't understand how you damage that child because your other sibling, they were fine with it, but I'm not them.
Right. Yeah.
Because I've even heard kids say, ask their parents, but what did I even do? Why am I in trouble? What did I do? And I clearly saw that the child did something wrong. But the correction that the parent gave did not resonate with them. Because I don't even know what I thought. I thought I did something that was right. Mm. So you didn't even teach me a lesson. You just punished me. And I don't even know what I did.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, I don't disagree with what y'all saying, but I don't disagree with it at all. But I'm just thinking here because it's like you have the balance of two parents. Mm-hmm. Two parents, right? You have a mother who's naturally a nurturer, and then you have the father who's supposed to be the disciplinary and the one who's the authoritative figure in the child's life. So it's like, as a father, I'm not saying it to try to say that what y'all saying is wrong, because I agree with what you're saying. But coming from a father's standpoint, it's like the authority to me is the same, especially when you're dealing with the son, like sons, because of the narrative of you're raising kings, you're raising young men who are leaders of their families. So to me, the accountability is the same. The instruction is the same because there's one goal for this young man. Now, he may veer off and do, like, you know, they may do different things in life as far as their career path, their family path that they choose differently. But I, like I said, it's just me coming from a father side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. It's like, to me, the discipline or the accountability or the instruction to me is the same, as opposed to.
All right. I have an example. Okay. I have a real quick example. Okay. Remember when we had our nieces and nephews live with us? Uh-huh. Every single one of them have a different personality. You dealt with every single one of them differently. Same lessons. You just dealt with each one different according to how they received it.
Did I?
Yes, you did, sir.
I don't think so. Oh, because all the boys. No, now, no, the no, girl, no, I did no, different. No, but all you of just the boys.
Said, did I?
And no, I'm no, no. Telling I'm remembering.
You,
I'm remembering.
Outside looking in. No, I no, saw no. you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know it.
I saw you do it.
Because
you dealt with them differently because they're different people, but the lessons you taught them were the same.
Because, like, here's the thing. Like, the older one, the oldest son, who respected me to the utmost.
Right.
I didn't have to say nothing to exactly. him because
that's
I didn't have to.
And that's what she's saying. Everyone can't treat the same.
But I'm saying I didn't have to.
That's why, yeah, yeah. Because that's his personality okay. is different from yeah. the younger one, who was a little more
untamed. He was a little more challenging.
Yeah, because he was little. Then you.
But
had,
is that personality or is that behavior?
It doesn't matter. That's not what she's saying. She said you have to.
No, I'm asking. No, I'm not saying. I'm asking.
It's both.
Is that personality or behavior?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both.
Okay.
And you did.
If it goes uncorrected, it becomes personality.
Right.
Yeah.
And you treat. And you did treat each one of them according to who they were. And it's not even something you recognize that you did. It's just the way it is. Now, some people, they tie it. They work all day. I get home. All the house messed up. All of y'all come here and everybody get it. you know, because they don't really have the capacity to deal with the children. They probably not even, they probably on autopilot because there's so much going on in their life that they just, everybody get it. Go to bed.
You getting in trouble. I used to get in trouble for my sister. Oh my God.
But see, but that the whole point is there's a way that goes against what the written document of how to raise the children mm-hmm. is supposed to be. As disciples of Jesus Christ and as the children of God, we have a document, a historical document that states this is how you do it. Then we have those, some books, some scientific people or whatever the case that says, no, let's try this experiment to see if this would work and what benefits or what will happen if we do this. And God says, my kids don't have to experiment. I gave them the blueprint. But what we do is we go with the masses. And then a lot of the way culture does things is the way we accept it. But we still had a choice, culture or kingdom. God always gives us a choice. Yeah.
What's up, Baritone? We talking about gentle parenting.
Hey, bro.
These parents today, man, against, you know.
Part two.
So that's what we're talking about. Good to see you,
culture,
bro.
Versus the kingdom aspect of gentle, of parenting, period. But,
what's that scripture that talks about, I think he who is wise loves correction.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
does it go? Is that it? Did I say it right?
Got me. Look it up.
I can't remember verbatim, GPT. But there's a scripture that talks about love and correction. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that to say children really do, like parents don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Parents be like, well, my child fuss with me or my child cries. But your child actually loves correction. Children love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because for them, that shows that you love me. The example I'm thinking about is I was watching a show of men who've had a ton of kids, mm-hmm. 8 to 20 kids.
Ooh.
each. And there's one guy, he was on, I think, his fourth child, and he was in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at his mom and he said, I remember the day I tried to commit suicide.
Wow.
And you came home and walked right by me.
Mm. Wow.
What he was seeking for was correction in the moment from trying to commit suicide. You get what I'm saying? Like, who thinks I just tried to kill myself, but I want correction?
Yeah.
Why didn't you see me? What he asked.
We're such a complicated God. We are the most complicated creation ever. Like, so intricate. So why not take what was given from the one who created us to best serve us? You know, that's a question I often ask. But I got the scripture she was saying. Let me read it real quick. It's Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. I'm reading without my glasses. And it reads, this is the NIV version. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. But whoever hates correction, it says, is stupid.
Well,
stupid does.
But here's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing to bring it on home. It's like, okay, you have, like, every day or every time period, there is a different study of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You got scientists who are coming out, and you have studies, and you have counselors, you have psychologists, psychiatrists. You have all of these people who are studying a behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is now what we're taking that what mama and them, not even before mama and them, but what God said, you know, for us to do, we're taking this to now make it our own and make it a scientific study.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gearing, and that's the trick, though. That's what I really believe is a trick.
It's always a trick.
Because we're gearing and we're allowing this, because this is what the world says. The world says, if your child is acting bad, or if they're showing anger, that means they're dealing with something. And they may be dealing with something, but there should be a level of shaping that. There should be a level of teaching that this is wrong.
It's almost so, like we've substituted bad behavior for
communication. For healthy communication.
Instead of just saying, come here.
And what we're doing now, use your words. And these are the behaviors that we're studying to now put medicine on it. Because, you know, and like I said, this is all trending.
Another thing.
It's a trending whirlwind to get even worse. You know what I'm saying? So every day and every so often now, come even going in the future, I believe they're gonna start making a for your tears. They're gonna make that a behavior. You're gonna be crying. They're gonna call that tear junction function AB behavior. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna make something out of your tears, because you know, or even your air, the air that you're breathing. Oh, see, something's wrong. I'm sad, but the point is that this is what we're doing. To now make people believe, and then we, you know, we've really, and I'm not saying that you can't go, because God put these people on here to have
because
these studies.
Science is a real thing.
Yeah.
But what they do is they're trying to experiment and figure things out. But when they figure one thing out, they realize something else, and then they take that into consideration and say, "Okay, no, we're not scrap that.
But that doesn't work. Yeah,
this works
exactly." And my point is, it's taking us away from the original doctrine of it.
Right.
So we're being so keen and cunning to take us away from how God originally planned it.
But it's up to us to read.
Yeah, it's up to us to read, but we are reading.
Understand.
And we're studying.
So we can
understand. The wrong thing, though.
Okay, I guarantee
you. That's what I'm about to say.
I guarantee
you. The information you're getting.
Right. Most parents could not tell you. Because, to be honest, if you really looked and searched all the scriptures that God placed in the Word of God as to how to treat a child, you'll have a manual.
Yeah.
If you compile every... Okay, so he said this. And you know what? To be honest, you might see a little decoded message there that help you understand some things you never understood about your children or even your childhood. But see, God has a strategic way of placing his word in a certain way where we can find it. And he said those by the Spirit of God those things will be revealed. That's why it's kingdom. It's our stuff. It's kingdom words. It's kingdom training and understanding. Compile it and watch and see. You'll have a whole little manual about how to raise a child. And I guarantee you not too many people in this world have ever done that. But yet we say certain what don't work and what does work. We have no right to say
so
that.
What's the goal here then?
The goal of parenting?
The goals are to train a child in the way that she go.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching them the principles, the biblical principles. And it is those principles that no matter where they go in life, that those biblical principles will always replay back in your head.
You won't go but so far. Because
you won't
it's
go
like,
so far. Because what happens is we have to change the thoughts. Because what's going on is that the trick here is saying that if you get disciplined the wrong way, that this is what culture is saying. If you get disciplined, right, this is instead of the behavior being validated, you know, and is disciplined instead of validated, then what you're going to do when you get older is you're going to remember that discipline, and that discipline is going to play back in your head. You're going to remember that discipline. So this is what we grow up thinking, like, you know, I got abused when I got, you know, so we call it abuse, or, you know, my parent beat me and that was downright torture and stuff like that. Trust me,
Some people have been, there has been abnormal use, abuse. There has been that in the parenting style. Some people have experienced that. We cannot negate that. But what we can say is that there are some of the things that were supposed to help balance out parenting, we missed it. So because we missed it, then we have generation after generation trying to find it. Everybody's looking for the balance, but we don't know where it is. So now we're searching, and all we have to do is go back to the original source of it. Because the whole point is God said, be fruitful. Okay, he designed it. He designed the male and the female coming together to have a fruitful marriage, right? Now, the thing about it is he say, be fruitful and multiply. Now, I know people say, oh, Free, you're so churchy. You're right. because that's where I get it from. That's how I have an understanding of why he said, be fruitful and multiply, so that there'll be an imprint. There'll be different images of him all over the world. So the world will see him, because once everybody have heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's when he's coming back. He said, once we all have heard. So therefore, if I train my child and help him understand principles about who God is and what God did and what Jesus did and the whole nine, guess what's going to happen? He's going to remember those things, and those principles are going to carry him. He's going to eventually, as he grow up, experience life, and then have that example, that reflection of God. Now
let me read this real quick, man. Uh-huh. Real quick, before I'm saying it, before you got something to say. I know you got something to say, Zane. Hold on. Let me just read what Baritone said. He said, that needs to be part three. You all can compile the principles and share with the viewers and the masses. All right, bro, we got you.
I like that.
You got to come on with us then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eliza said,
your suggestion, you got to come do it.
Eliza said, I love what Eliza just said. She said, I have never heard so many culture people asking a child if you need time out. This is out of hand, mm-hmm. and they are giving up their power to correct. That's what we're talking about, Eliza.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many tablets. Kids got tablets. This is what's disciplining. Not even disciplining. This is where they're getting this is what's redirecting the behavior of our kids.
Yeah.
They cry and we give them a tablet. What?
Yeah.
A tablet? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Zane, if you got something to say.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I know. We were going over here. I've never seen the tap. Like, I see it in the shop all the time. Like, the kids, right. they won't get it. They will not sit there for a haircut, and that not even the easiest part of a haircut. So you know what the parent does? They either give them candy, because I got a bunch of snacks that I give, and they'll take all the candy and give them the candy. Or they give them a tablet. And it's like, you're rewarding the behavior. Mm. That's rewarding it. Because now all they got to do to even get a reward is to act up. And that's backwards.
Because back when our parents were raising us, and there's them, we got in trouble. We get it where we did it. So therefore, but now if you discipline your child and it seems too harsh to someone in their perspective, now they're calling the authority on you. So people are so afraid, and it went from being afraid now to being accepted that this is just how you have to do. Because I remember when it first started, people were scared to discipline their children out in public. Some people rebelled and say, forget that, John, this is my child. But then after a while, it became something we've all accepted, and it became the norm of parenting that you don't do that to your child out in public. And then it became, you just don't do that. Yeah. But the goal was for us to reflect God on earth.
I had a guy. That's what the goal was. If you ain't honest, because we can't see you on the screen right here. But anyway, if I had a young man, right, because the hairstyle today, nobody, you know, I'm bald headed, you know, and all my homies my age and, you know, that I grew up with, we all got bald heads now, mm-hmm. except a couple of us, you know right. what I'm saying? I know a couple of my friends still got hair in their head. But the hairstyle today is the little nappy, you know, the little twist, and you know, check it up, and you know, it's
with
nappy,
the sponge.
Yeah, it's nappy, it's nasty, it's dirty. They don't take care of it at all. They mm-hmm. don't trust me when I comb it out. It's like a bunch of fleas or fleece, whatever dirt that they don't keep. Some of them play football. It's something, because it fly. You pick it out, there's a bunch of dust that come flying out their head. Some dudes, I promise you, because this football season, they will put the helmet on, sweat in the helmet, take it off, and go and just do this, and will not wash their hair.
Yeah.
They will not wash it. So it is natty, it is matted, right. It is nasty looking, it stinks, uh-huh. It smells like...
And you saying all this to
say... I'm saying all of this to say that there was a dude that came in my... And for the punishment, this was the punishment. He had to cut his hair off. That was punishment. That's punishment? First of all, he's not paying for his haircut.
Right.
So it's a privilege for me to give you what you want, and you're not taking care of it. So again, it should have been cut. The fact that he's not taking care of it, but the punishment no. So it was a punishment,
Zane.
And when I tell you, this little boy, when I say he, ah! When I tell you he went off because he had to cut his hair neatly.
Right.
Zane. It was neater. It was neater than the nap.
But yeah, Zane got something to say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We both long-winded.
I'm sorry, y'all. No.
We can't see you on the screen here.
I had an emergency. Oh, okay. That's why I had to stop because I had an emergency.
Everything okay?
Everything okay, y'all.
Ooh, okay,
but
good.
But it wasn't almost.
Oh, okay.
Close call.
Got it. Okay, cool. Well, we are out of time, everybody. So I like that, Baritone, we are soliciting you to come on next time we talk about gentle parenting, but we're going to call it. What we're gonna come up with a dope name for it.
Hold on, before you go there, I like what I'm plot. She said, children don't supposed to fear, but absolutely respect.
Right.
It says obey your parents.
Right.
So that you will enjoy.
I'm telling y'all, it's a compilation. You will have a children's manual from the creator of the children.
Yes.
You will.
They also say parents don't provoke your children.
And it also says if you beat them with a rod, they will not die. I mean, that's not the extreme, but that's probably the last resort type thing. Some people,
but the rod, we talked about that on the last episode, what the rod is used for. It's correction, you know,
yeah.
Those are things that the shepherds would use.
Correction, rod. Guidance. Yeah.
Not for control.
Yeah.
Not for control.
Come on here. Yes. Yeah. We're not supposed to control our kids. We're supposed to teach them to have a reverential respect for the parents and to learn and grow, not control them.
I got a friend that used to say, if I can't preach heaven to you, I'm going to knock the hell out you.
Right. And that is not parenting.
If I can't preach heaven into you, I'm going to knock the hell out
but
you.
But yeah, at the end of the day, yo, that I love how you said that. It's not parenting. The goal of parenting is not to control your kids. It's to guide them and to correct them into a life that will benefit into their best life living.
Okay, listen, real quick, because we got to go real quick. Listen, y'all, December the 6th, while Baritone is on here, man, we are doing the show live.
Yeah.
I'm praying. I don't know if may have to fly me out here to Houston, but we are doing it at the Art Room, y'all.
Yes.
December the 6th. It's a Saturday night, 7 p.m. We got Favor performing. Doors open at 6:30.
Oh.
Yeah, doors open at 6:30. Show start at 7.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not 30.
Yeah, 6:30.
December the 6th.
December the 6th.
Here in Houston, Texas.
5223 Alameda Road.
Yes.
Here in Houston, Texas. So Eliza, you and Darren, if y'all not doing it, y'all come on through. We doing a show live. It's gonna be awesome. Live entertainment, live music. We got a DJ. It's gonna be good food.
Dope conversation.
And dope conversation, man. We got Baritone. We got BJ. We got Coach Andre. And we got myself. And Lady Free is hosting that night, y'all. She hosting.
And
man.
Our entertainment is Mr. and Mrs. Favor. They was on last week.
Yeah, they was on last week, man.
Powerful couple.
It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be dope.
$10 at the door.
Yeah. So Mia, we gonna talk. Zane, we gonna talk, man. We gotta fly you out here, man. So you can just be a part of it.
But
so
listen,
we gonna talk.
Share this content with somebody you love, and we out. My name is Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And I'm Zane,
We are out of here, y'all. Until next week, we love y'all.
Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.